Some years ago I was riding along on my bicycle, and there in front of me was a small, colourful box, so I stopped to pick it up, and on the box it said, whipped cream bulbs. Whipped cream bulbs is a compound noun, and while non-linguists would be interested in seeing what was inside it, I was interested primarily, to start with, in what a whipped cream bulb might be. All sorts of things crossed my mind. There were these cream bulbs which were being whipped, or maybe there was whipped cream in a bulb, or maybe it was a flower bulb, a tulip bulb, and the colour was whipped cream. That didn't seem likely. It was a rectangular box. So I opened the box up, and there inside were things that looked like very small Second World War bombs without the tails. Little ampoules. They were metal. And then I looked very carefully at the print on the side, and it said they were canisters of nitrous oxide. Nitrous oxide. Oh, I knew what that was. It was laughing gas. Both of those make you think. Whipped cream bulbs. Is this a bulb full of whipped cream? No, there was no whipped cream inside. There was laughing gas or nitrous oxide inside. What sort of bulbs were they? Well, they weren't organic bulbs. They were metal sort of canister things. Well, what it turned out that they were to do with making whipped cream. If you make whipped cream, you can put the cream in a kind of cylinder, then add the nitrous oxide, and what comes out when you push the trigger is whipped cream. And it's used commercially in putting, say, whipped cream on top of your coffee or on top of cakes and the like. So, first of all, whipped cream bulbs is a binary compound. It consists of whipped cream and bulbs. And whipped cream isn't cream that's had a whipping, not with a whip. It's been frothed up until it's got a lot of air bubbles in it, and it's stiffer than it is when it's a liquid. Secondly, the bulb isn't an organic bulb. It's a metal bulb, and it's a particular kind of metal bulb. You see what I'm driving at? A whipped cream bulb doesn't actually have to do with the literal meaning of whip. It has to do with a specialized meaning of whip, as you do with cream and perhaps eggs. Bulb has a specialized meaning, and so the meaning of a compound like whipped cream bulb is totally opaque until you actually know what it is. And then when you think about nitrous oxide is laughing gas, well, is that gas which laughs? Well, clearly not. It's gas which makes you slightly laughy. It used to be used as an anesthetic by various, well, dentists, for example. I've had it once when I had a dental operation. Both of these show that compounds are quite opaque in their meaning. You can take a good guess, but your guess might be totally wrong until you actually know the meaning. The meaning is established conventionally, as is the meaning of any word. And yes, the component parts of the compound play a role, but who knows what that role is until we actually know the meaning of the word. So I've kept this little box of whipped cream bulbs up on a shelf in my office to remind me. Compound nouns are tricky but interesting.